This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses reform in country's education for prosperity and good governance. Prime Minister Dahal urges visiting Malaysian Home Minister to ensure welfare and security of Nepali migrant workers in Malaysia. Nepal Airlines begins online ticketing for both domestic and international flights. And over 40 people killed in Nigeria in gunmen and vigilantes clash. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on the need for reforming education for prosperity and good governance. Inaugurating a newly constructed building for the Ratna Raja Secondary School at Zugal Rural Municipality 5 in Sindhu Balchok yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal sought cooperation from all stakeholders to ensure quality education in the country. The school building that got damaged in the Gorkha earthquake 2015 was reconstructed using a grant from the Chinese government. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal thanked the Chinese government for the assistance and reiterated his commitment to boosting the national economy and addressing the existing problems seen in the country's education sector. The event was also addressed by former House Speaker Agniprasad Sabkota and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the visiting Malaysian Home Minister Saifuddin Nasution Ismail to ensure the welfare and security of the Nepali migrant worker in Malaysia. During a meeting held with the Malaysian Home Minister in Singa Darbar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal thanked the government of Malaysia for providing a working environment to the Nepali workers. The Prime Minister also expressed that the government of Nepal was ready to collaborate with the government of Malaysia to guarantee welfare and security to Nepali workers and make foreign employment more organized. Prime Minister Dahal sought collaboration with the government of Malaysia to utilize the knowledge and skills of the returning Nepali workers in Nepal. On the occasion, Malaysian Home Minister Ismail stated that the government of Malaysia was serious about the issue of bringing in foreign workers and to the matter of their welfare and security. He vowed to revise policy level and legal aspects for ensuring a better working environment in Malaysia. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has reiterated the government's commitment to rhino conservation. In his video address to the International Interaction on Rhino Conservation in Chitwan yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said one-horned rhinos are valuable treasures of Nepal. Acknowledging the challenges in rhino conservation, Prime Minister Dahal pledged to implement the suggestions furnished by the experts on rhino conservation. The interaction is attended by 10 countries, including 5 Asian countries. House of Representatives member and Nagarik Unmukti Party Whip Arun Kumar Chaudhary has been sent to custody. Lawmaker Chaudhary, on a fugitive list, had been absconding for 9 years. He was arrested yesterday afternoon from Bangi and presented before the Kailali District Court yesterday before sending him to Thangadi Jail with the completion of the required procedures. Chaudhary was elected a member of the House of Representatives from Kailali Constituency 4 during the November 20 elections. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudal, who is on a visit to Sri Lanka, held high-level meetings in Colombo yesterday. The Foreign Affairs Minister is in Colombo to attend the 75th Independence Day celebrations of Sri Lanka. Meantime, Minister Paudal held a meeting with former Prime Minister of Sri Lanka Mahinda Rajapaksa. During the meeting, the Foreign Minister reiterated Nepal's commitment to further strengthening the bilateral relations between the two nations. Minister Podel also held a meeting with her Sri Lankan counterpart, Ali Shabri. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Podel is also scheduled to have a courtesy call on Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dinesh Gunawardena, yesterday evening. The Election Commission has said of the total amount allocated for holding elections to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly, around 3 billion rupees, will be sent back to the state coffers. During a press briefing in regard to the review of the November 20 elections, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapelia said the Commission was much aware of the budget austerity and transparency during the election expenditures. He said out of the 8.49 billion rupees the commission received to conduct the election, 6.54 billion rupees was spent. The government had allocated 10 billion rupees for the election conduction. A nationwide folk song competition has been organized on the premises of Radio Nepal with the aim of raising awareness of corruption control and good governance. The competition was organized in collaboration with the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, and Radio Nepal yesterday on the occasion of the 32nd establishment day of the Commission. Among the 76 contestants who participated in the competition, 15 were selected and a live competition was held among them yesterday on the premises of Radio Nepal. In the program, CIAA Commissioner Dr. Hari Podel said, as folk songs raise the voice of the common people, the Commission organized the folk song competition related to corruption control as part of the promotional measures to the control of corruption. Also speaking on the occasion, Communication Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial hoped that the program would play an important role in spreading public awareness about corruption control through folk songs. Likewise, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said that Radio Nepal had given priority to Nepali songs and music since its inception. He added that Radio Nepal is ready to collaborate with the CIAA in future as well. Police arrested 8 hackers who were involved in illegally withdrawing money from the bank accounts by using a mobile banking app. Metropolitan Police Range Chief SSP Siddhi Bikram Shah informed that 8 persons were involved in the hacking bank accounts by using a mobile app named Nepali KT. Lalitpur police arrested them from Kathmandu and Makwanpur and made them public yesterday. Shah said the hackers had hacked the mobile banking app of the NIC Asia in the name of Hari Prasad Thakal of Lalitpur 15 Sadobato to withdraw money. Thakal had registered a complaint that his bank account of NIC Asia was hacked to withdraw deposited money on last December 2nd. Among the arrested are Abdesh Kumar, a resident of Bihar, India, and is now living in Chavil, Kathmandu. Dilip Kumar Chaudhary, a resident of Krishna Sarvan Rural Municipality, to Saptari and is currently residing in Jorpati, Kathmandu. Nagendra Shah of Kanu, Abindabashini 8 Parsa, Rabina Chaudhary of Rangapur 1 Rautahat and currently residing in Hetona, Makwanpur, Santosh Kumar, resident of Kolabi Municipality 4 Bara and currently living in Hetona, Makwanpur, Raju Patel, Sahil Parbej and Siva Sankar Raut of Birgunj Metropolis Parsa. The police team seized 9 mobile set, 1 laptop and 4 ATM cards from them. A writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court yesterday demanding an order to amend the necessary safety standards related to air traffic safety. The writ petition filed by senior advocate Dinesh Tripathi calls for an order to the concerned authorities to review and revise the existing laws, policy and air safety standards related to air transport operations. British ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Pollitt, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Health and Population, Padam Giri, during the meeting held at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday. Minister Giri thanked the UK for its support to Nepal during the COVID-19 pandemic. He mentioned that the support provided by the British government for the prevention and control of COVID-19 would always be remembered. The health minister expressed the belief that Nepal would continue to receive financial and technical support to make the health service delivery more effective and to implement Nepal health sector's strategic plan. Similarly, Ambassador Pollitt shared that the British government would give continuity to its support it had been providing in health sector since many years. The British ambassador further said that the UK would bring new programs to create an environment conducive to develop Nepal as a middle-income developing country by 2026. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. More than 40 people have been killed in clashes between gunmen and vigilantes in Nigeria's northern Katsina state, the latest violence ahead of parliamentary and presidential elections. Katsina police spokesperson Gambo Usha said on Friday that an armed gang known locally as Bandits attacked a village in Katsina's Bakori local government area and had rustled cattle and sheep before fleeing into the bush. A local vigilante group mobilized and pursued the gunmen, which led to the deadly clash and loss of life on Thursday, the spokesperson said, according to Al Jazeera. Lack of security has become widespread and is a key concern for voters ahead of the February 25th election to choose new members of parliament and a successor to President Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler who came to power 8 years ago promising to end insecurity. The USA's additional military aid to Ukraine worth $2.2 billion will include long-range missiles capable of doubling its attack range. According to BBC, it brings the total amount of military aid given to Ukraine to more than $29.3 billion since February 2022. The package includes ground-launched small-diameter bombs, which can hit targets 150 kilometers away. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014 and considers it part of its territory, but it has come under sporadic fire from Ukrainian forces in recent months. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses reform in country's education for prosperity and good governance. Prime Minister Dahal urges visiting Malaysian Home Minister to ensure welfare and security of Nepali migrant workers in Malaysia. Nepal Airlines begins online ticketing for both domestic and international flights, and over 40 people killed in Nigeria in gunmen and vigilantes clash. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in before more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.